Greetings and blessings, dear listener. Welcome to the Signs of Christ podcast. Today, this is a sermon on a call to righteousness. As signs of Christ, we must live righteous lives. That is, lives in accordance with God's law. The signs of Christ are held to an even higher standard. We cannot and we shall not fall victim to the world and their whims. Increasingly so, the world wants you to accept more and more sin as something that is normal and accepted. For the signs of Christ, this simply cannot be. We read in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 5. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly within you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Of course, we have the Ten Commandments, which we all know very well. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. And you shall not covet. These things are easy enough, right? But it goes beyond that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor the drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Within the scripture, we are given many laws and rules in which to live by. And these laws and rules have become almost commonplace in our society. Today, it is nothing for a Christian to be persecuted for their beliefs, for the man of righteousness to be held in contempt for his strongly held beliefs given to him by God. But I tell you this, my friends, it does not matter what man has to say. It only matters what God has to say. And God has spoken. You know, in doing research for this sermon, I have found some very disturbing trends. It is estimated that approximately 1947, up until that point we were a very godly, righteous nation, most people were trying to live godly lives. But come around the time of 1947, God started to be removed from different aspects of our society. It came into question, should we have God in schools? Should we have God in our government? Shall we allow preachers to preach however they wish to preach? And it was around this time that laws started to be formed. For instance, the law that prohibited preachers from talking about politics from the pulpit. Around this time, we started to get further and further away from God. And our distance from God has become evident even more so today than back then. Since that time of 1947 and beyond, our society has become increasingly more violent, increasingly more dangerous to even the common man. In the scriptures, it talks about not being a drunkard. In my research, I have found that approximately every 5 minutes today, every 5 minutes, someone is killed because of alcohol. Now, people say we should not touch alcohol at all. This is simply not true. Some alcohol is okay, but when it leads to drunkenness, that is when it becomes a sin. That is when you have violated God's law. You have become a drunkard. You are no longer in control of yourself, but the alcohol has control of you. Covetousness, that is wanting something that someone else has, letting that desire consume you to the point where you have been taken further away from God. This is where thieves come into play. When somebody wants something so badly, they are willing to violate not only man's law, but worse yet, God's law. Then they become a thief. They take from somebody else because they have what they want. In this country, there are approximately 10 thefts a minute. Every minute of our day, at least 10 people have something stolen from them. Not only this, in America, every minute of the day, more than 2 people are the victim of violent crime. That includes assault, rape, forcible robbery. Worse yet, approximately every 32 minutes, someone's life is taken from them unlawfully. So, my friends, you can see that those who do not follow God's law, these are the sinners. These are the people that every minute of every day, they're stealing something, they're harming someone, they're killing someone. They are drunkards, and they are taking someone else's life or their own every 5 minutes. The further we get away from God, my friends, the worse our society becomes. To highlight another key point of this, it is well known that homosexuality is a sin against God. And people today will try to justify this sin by saying, well, homosexuals are good people, most of them. Perhaps they'll say to you, well, I know homosexuals and they're very good people. That may be so, but it does not justify their sin. To go on further, are homosexuals truly good people? Because again, in my research for this sermon, I have found that homosexuality leads to so many other problems in the world. To give you an example, last year in 2019, there were approximately 2,132,853 marriages in the United States alone. Of those 2 million and so marriages, there was 568,110 homosexual marriages. Now, last year, the rate of divorce for heterosexual people was approximately 2%. Approximately 2% of those 2 million people who got married did not last the year. They were divorced within that year. Now, we talk about the homosexual rate. Depending on which study you look at, it is 1.1 to 1.8%, almost the same amount as the heterosexual couples. Now, you may look at that and say, well, they're comparable. They're not. Homosexual marriages account for approximately 1/4 of all marriages. Now, if they have the same or comparable divorce rate, the statistics prove and show that the divorce rate amongst homosexual people is far greater. You can actually multiply that times four, considering they only make up about a fourth of marriages. Right there shows you that homosexual marriages don't work at a rate that is far higher than heterosexual people. It also shows in these studies that the children who are in a homosexual family often have a number of mental health concerns. They have gender dysphoria or gender confusion. These children tend to act out more in violent, aggressive ways because that child is trying to find the missing piece of their lives. They're trying to find a father that they never knew. They're trying to find a mother that they never knew. They're trying to make sense of their world because they are in a world that is unnatural. It is unholy. Even if you were to take religion and beliefs out of the equation, children of homosexual marriages grow up to be confused, knowing that they lack something very important in their lives, either their father figure or their mother figure. Studies for years have shown that a child needs both a male and a female figure in order to grow up and live a happy, healthy lifestyle. Similarly, homosexuals themselves, especially children in homosexual marriages, they have a suicide rate 3 times higher than anybody else. Also, homosexual marriages tear away at the very fabric of our society. Most people value fidelity. They value a partner who is going to be faithful to them. However, studies have found that only about half of homosexual couples believe that fidelity is important. Now you want to throw the children back into this mix. A child is growing up with all of this confusion. Now, added to all of that confusion, they have the idea that being faithful to one's partner, it's only good maybe half the time. If the child is lucky to be in only about half of those relationships who feel that fidelity is good, they may not have this. But for the other half, the children grow up not knowing what fidelity is, not believing in it. Which, homosexual or heterosexual, it does not matter. Fidelity, faithfulness to your partner is very important. That builds trust. That builds a lasting relationship. If you don't have these things, you're going to grow up with a very skewed view of the world and how to deal with each other. You're always going to have relationships that fall apart. So my friends, all of these rules that God has given to us to live a happy, healthy lifestyle, they are proven by the statistics that we see in the world. And these statistics were not taken by a pastor somewhere. They weren't taken by a Christian association somewhere. These are statistics from government-run websites. Every minute of every day, because our country, because our generation of people have gotten so far away from God, every minute of every day, we're robbing each other, we're harming each other, we're killing each other. Worse yet, about every 5 minutes, we're killing ourselves because we're drunkards. We're teaching that a society should be accepting of people who are homosexual. The statistics have proven that these ways, the violent, sexually immoral ways, are literally killing us. Literally killing us. Because we don't listen to what God has to say for us. God knows all. God is all. And God says, this is how you should live. These are the things you should avoid to have a good life. And my friends, the statistics prove it. The statistics, void of religion, void of belief, prove that the things that God says to us, they're true, they're accurate. So as scions of Christ, those of you who are listening to this podcast, you know that the scions of Christ will be the 144,000 saints who are chosen to lead the way for others. We will serve at Jesus' right hand to assist him in reaping his harvest. You can choose to be a scion of Christ. You can choose to abide by God's laws and rules for your life, or you can choose to live a life of sin. You can choose to be a drunkard. You can choose to be a murderer. You can choose to be a violent, thieving generation of sexually immoral people. These are the people who will be cut off from God. And my friends, it does not matter what we believe about people in our lives. What matters is God's law. God is the ultimate judge of the living and of the dead. And at the time he returns to reap his harvest, this is how we will be measured. Those who follow God's law and those who reject it. Now, my friends, do not be mistaken. The scions of Christ will not hate, will not reject. We will love everyone. But in loving them, we must also deliver to them the truth. If you are living a life that is not in accordance with God, you must repent. You must change your ways and come back into unison with the God energy. If you do not, I'm sorry to say this, but you will be lost forever. You will remain a slave. The scions of Christ are those who choose God's law above any other. We are the way showers. We are the role models. We are the light of the world. We will not diminish God's law. We will not diminish our own light. We will stand boldly before all men and declare Jesus Christ is the Lord, and God's laws reign supreme within us. There's no two ways about it, my friends. Either you're a scion of Christ, or you're not. Take this time to commune with God. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Turn away from those things that God has declared to us we shall not do. If you need help, contact me, and I will help you. Let us close this with a prayer. Father God, thank you for being with us this day and for allowing us to come together and listen to your word. Father, be with us always. Remind us of your word, especially in those times where we may become confused by all of the noise that we hear in the world. Father, strengthen us in your word. Bring us into union with your holy presence. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Your power, your glory, Your rest is what we seek. These things we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Fellow Scions, if you have some joy to share with us, please share with us. If you have a problem you would like some assistance with, some support, share with us. If you have a prayer that is on your heart, share with us. The Scions of Christ Church is unlike others. We are one family. We are one mind. Together, we are strong. Together, we support one another in both our triumphs and our weaknesses. Never forget the grace and mercy of God's love, which we seek to emulate here in the Scions of Christ Church. Go now into the world. Preach the good news. Teach those who need to be taught. Help them to understand God's law so that they may come into unison with God's law and with this church. It is not out of hate nor fear that we teach these things. It is out of knowing the abundance of God's love and wanting to be in unison with that love to live forever in peace, happiness, and health. The Scions of Christ do not hate. We do not shun. We hate the sin, but we love the sinner, for we all fall short of the glory of God. We are simply here to show the way. Go in peace, my friends.